talking a lot lately about how. How do you live your life? And when you find out how, you get the answer to probably the condition or the foundation to what you're trying to figure out. But today, going back to the basics, if you look back on the last month of your life and I asked you, how are you living your life? What would be your answer? Guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Thanks for checking us out, listening to us, rating us, and sharing our podcast with your friends. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you are in the Minneapolis area, southwest of Minneapolis, in the town of New Prague, starting March 26th, we have our How to Be a Man series that's starting. 6:45 is grub. 7:15 is when the meeting starts. It's going to be a great time talking, sharing, mentoring. We're covering a lot of topics that I think men just don't hear answers to biblically. Everything from how to handle money to how to get a woman to how to work with a woman who won't give to the relationship or who pouts. How to deal with your ego. It's the worst enemy you could have. And, you know, just basic things that your father should have taught you that maybe he didn't, maybe you didn't have a father. So make sure you check it out. It will be live online, Facebook and YouTube. So if you can't make it or your state's away or in a different country, you can check us out. So let's get into something odd first. I just recently heard on a very left-wing newscast that they are now promoting cereal for supper, for dinner foods, because, you know, it gives you a break in cooking, it gives you a break in, you know, the economy and money, and I'm like, how bad are things getting in our country that they're promoting cereal as supper? Now, maybe you don't have a lot of money and you already eat cereal for supper. I'm not trying to pick on you, but man, that says a lot. We need a change in leadership in this country. It's not a political statement. It's just the truth. So run with it. Okay. Now, Steve Simon once said, imagine how hard physics would be if molecules had feelings. And I've used this quote before in relative to a lot of Christians. They make their Christian walk hard because they base it on feelings. And beyond that of being a Christian and living off feelings, most people, honestly, live their whole lives based on feelings. That's their motive. Their motive is, how do I feel? What do I get out of it? Now, what is motive? Motive is defined as the psychological feature that arouses an organism, a person, to action toward a desired goal. The reason for the action, that which gives purpose and direction to behavior, i.e. motive, is something that causes a person to act in a certain way, do a certain thing, etc. It's the incentive, the goal, or the object of a person's actions. Straight out of Webster's College Dictionary. So, my question to you is, what line have you drawn in the sand that you will not step over or allow yourself to be motivated by? See, most people live their life and they're motivated by their feelings and their wants. Others live and are motivated by what's easiest, what doesn't cause pain. I remember reading a book, great book. In fact, it's one of my top five all-time great books. It's called The 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time Life Management by Hiram Smith. I highly recommend it. But in there, they share a story about Hiram's at a motivational speaking thing, and they begin to ask questions to the audience. How much money would we have to pay you to walk on a 2x4 from one twin tower to the next? And yes, this was obviously a long time ago. And they would ask people, would you do it for $1 million? Would you do it for $5 million? Would you do it for $25 million? And there was one guy who never raised his hand. And so the crowd began to mock him. And the speaker said, you wouldn't do it for $500 million? And he said, I wouldn't do it for all the money in the world. He said, well, how can you so confidently say that? He said, because I chose early on to never be motivated by money. Hiram looked at him and said, do you have kids? And the guy said, yeah. He said, if your youngest was hanging on for dear life in the middle of that 2x4 between the two twin towers, Would you go out there? And he said, in a second, in a heartbeat, I'd run. See, he chose ahead of time what he would allow to motivate him. I remember reading that and thinking to myself, what will I not allow to motivate me? One, I will not be motivated by money. I never have, never will. I freely give money away. I don't do things to make money. I do things that make money, but that's never my motive. I will not be motivated by pain. There are a lot of things that I do that cause pain. The rehab that I'm in right now is incredibly, terribly painful, but I still do my rehab. When I worked out and broke different records powerlifting, there was pain, but I didn't go by the pain. I went by the goal. I told myself early on I'd never be motivated by peer pressure or threats. I one time witnessed an accident in Chicago. I got out to see if everybody was okay, and this kid about 25, and I was about 25, came at me and said, look, when the cops show up, you better tell them it wasn't my fault. And he was threatening me, and I looked at him, I said, I'm not the one to threaten. I said, I don't cater to peer pressure or threats. And again, I'm not motivated by feelings or ease. What's going to make it easiest? Here's the simple key to correct motives. Do I benefit from it, or does God? If I benefit from it, then I need to ask some hard questions to make sure it's still the right motive that ultimately helps me serve God. Look, I work out. I benefit from it greatly, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. I love that it still turns my wife on. But I can say this truthfully, that ultimately and honestly, I want to live as long as possible because I feel responsible to lead as many people to Christ as I can, because let's be honest, a lot of you aren't pulling your weight. So yes, it benefits me and ultimately God. However, if there are things that I know really only benefit me, I need to ask God if I should keep doing those. If what you are doing is actually for God, great. And if it's for you, that doesn't mean it's wrong. If ultimately the motive is, it will in turn benefit God. What's your motive? Why do you get up in the morning? Why do you work? Why are you a father? Why are you a husband? Why are you a wife or a mother? Why do you go to church? Why do you serve God? Why do you have that job? Why do you spend the money the way you do? Check out your motives and serve God in a greater way. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.